Number 6. Pandora. Imitation. After the stealing of fire, Zeus became increasingly unkind to men. One day he ordered his son, Hephaestus, to build an image of a beautiful maiden out of clay. He then asked the gods and goddesses to award her with different kinds of gifts. Among others, Athena clothed her in an attractive coat, and Hermes gave her the power of telling lies. A charming young lady, she was the first woman that ever lived. Zeus called her Pandora, because she had received from each of the gods and goddesses a gift. The gift was harmful to men. Zeus decided to send her down to men as a present. So Hermes then brought her to Epimetheus, the brother of Prometheus. The greatness of her beauty touched the hearts of all who looked upon her, and Epimetheus happily received her into his house. He had quite forgotten Prometheus's warning, never to accept anything from Zeus. The couple lived a happy life for some time. Then trouble came on to the human world. When he was busy with teaching men the art of living, Prometheus had left a big cask in the care of Epimetheus. He had warned his brother not to open the lid. Pandora was a curious woman. She had been feeling very disappointed that her husband did not allow her to take a look at the contents of the cask. One day, when Epimetheus was out, she lifted the lid, and out came unrest and war, plague and sickness, theft and violence, grief, sorrow, and all the other evils. The human world was hence to experience these evils. Only hope stayed within the mouth of the jar and never flew out. So men always have hope within their hearts.